How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Taro International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses, iowabusinessjournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. With us in studio is our friend Jack Lazier. Jack, if you may remember, was with the Iowa Hall of Pride for a long time, and he last year made a transition to a company, a family-owned company. It's called LRI Graphics. Jack, so good to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
You know, you are the best-dressed person in all of Iowa. You know that, don't you?
I don't think that's true.
Well,
but
you and Greg Edwards are kind of like neck and neck. But
well, I'm way better than Greg Edwards.
There you go.
Yes.
See, that's what I like.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're listening to this right now, but I encourage you to go to the radio blog to see the picture of Jack, because you will agree with me that this guy is the best-dressed individual in all of Iowa. Done. That's just it.
Michael, that's a strong compliment.
Well, you know, we were talking about your early years in school at UNI and how you wangled into a job at a clothing store and how you ended up owing the clothing store more money than what you were paid.
That's right. I went to the University of Northern Iowa, and I always had this passion to dress nicely. And there was a clothing store on the hill at UNI campus called Larry's. And so early on, I got a job there, and I don't think I ever got a paycheck, because I was always in arrears to them, and I'd always see something new that I liked. And so it was a great experience for me then, and it just kind of carried over in the rest of my life.
Yeah, for those of you, ladies and gentlemen, who think that business casual is the reason de jour to get up and go to work, check this picture out. He's wonderful. Well, Jack, we would talk for a long time about your sense of fashion, because I do like it, by the way. John T. Malloy, in his book Dress for Success, is still on my bookshelf from 1972, as a matter of fact.
We're about the same era, though,
about
aren't we?
About the same era, yeah.
Yes.
But you dress better than I do. Anyway, I want to talk to you about your new adventure that you've been doing for about a year, and it's with this family-owned company that is kind of near and dear to you. What are you doing?
Well, you did mention before I was with the Hall of Pride for a long time.
Yes.
Actually, a gentleman named Bernie Sago started that, and in 1996 invited me to come to work for the Iowa High School Athletic Association and help him put this whole project together. So for the last 21 years, I was a part of the Iowa Hall of Pride. And for 8.5 of those years, we were raising $13 million to put it together. And then for the last 13 years, I was the director. So that was a big part of my life, and I really thought that I would probably do that until I died or or
they carried
said,
you out,
yes.
Right?
But about 2.5 years ago, my brother and my son, who own this LRI, had expanded into large format graphics. And it is a concept that really is embracing the business world. If you think about this term, think about trucks that are going down the highways, taxi cabs, Uber cars, store windows. And it's just a phenomenon that allows businesses to have a new brand, to look a bit sharper. And so my brother and my son, because I had been working with schools for 25 years, said, man, this is a guy that maybe could represent us with superintendents and athletic directors and high school principals, because he knows all of those people, and sales is really a relationship type of thing. And he might be able to get in and see those people when other people might not. And so they suggested to me a career, a path to retirement. I'm almost 71. And I wasn't really ready to retire. And a path to retirement where I could work for people I loved, work less hours than I was working at the Iowa Hall of Pride, have more flexibility, not have to work on the weekends and after-hours events that I was doing. And so as we talked about it, my wife and I decided this might be a great transition for me. And so a year ago today was my last day at the Iowa Hall of Pride, and I started August 1st of 2017 in this new venture, a new chapter in my life. And it doesn't really feel like retirement, because I think if you're in the business, if you're in the sales world, if you approach it with a glide pattern type thing, you're not going to be very successful. And so I still, in some ways, it's more stressful for me than the Hall of Pride was, because I'm doing these things on a daily basis, and there are timetables and all of these things, but that's basically what I'm doing.
And it is a different world, too, because you're dealing with all kinds of, well, issues that deal with size and types of graphics and what customers want. But I want to come back to the idea of relationship selling, because I think you touched on something that is important for anybody that's listening to this right now to understand. If you're in sales, and by the way, we are all in sales, how important is that building long-term relationships and never burning bridges when you're done?
Well, I was a teacher at one time, and I taught a curriculum called DECA, Distributive Education, in Marshalltown. And I would teach young kids about salesmanship and retailing and all of these things that are business related. And one of the things that has always struck me is that sales is all about likability and about you being able to meet other people and make them feel comfortable with you and make them trust you. And so it's so much more about product knowledge. Actually, I haven't known a lot about large format graphics, but because people knew me as the director of the Iowa Hall of Pride and I had done a good job there, I had built these relationships with superintendents and all these people that in my 21 years, I was able to go in and share an idea with them that maybe they weren't familiar with, that or absolutely weren't familiar with, but that they would listen to me because I had not burned any bridges. I had they had a positive feeling about me. When I would call them on the phone, they would say, "Sure, Jack, come on in.
Yeah,
we'd love to talk to you about it. And I'm not sure that I'm going to buy anything or that we're in the market right now, but I'll listen to you."
Sure.
And so my feeling about salesmanship and about who's going to be successful in this world is, if you are a relationship type person, and that's what I think I am, better than anything, that's my strength, that's what I do best, build relationships and continue those relationships through the years. So I periodically call people in my Rolodex. I still have a Rolodex, actually three of them, but I'll go through those Rolodexes, and if I haven't talked to somebody for a while, what a surprise when somebody that hasn't talked to me for 3 months or 6 months or a year, and I just call them out of the blue and I don't have an agenda, what a great way to continue those relationships. And so the answer to your question is, I think that's the most important part about being successful in the sales field.
We're visiting with Jack Leisure, ladies and gentlemen. He is the face now of LRI Graphics. And we'll have links, of course, to that up on the radio blog so you can see exactly what Jack is talking about. So let's talk about, other than schools, who would use your services? Would small businesses use your services, large businesses? Where's the niche?
Well, I think that what I have found over the last year is that there is a opportunity for every size business. People get an idea of the way a store looks or the way a individual looks by what they visually see first, even before you talk to them. And if you've had that same look in your store or on your windows or when you walk in for a long period of time, it starts to get tired.
Well, and becomes invisible.
And it does. They don't see it. And so if you can do something that is bold and stands out in a big way, and big and graphics are sort of what's happening in the business world and the educational world, and just think about all of the universities, whether it's in the NCAA basketball tournament, how the center jump circle used to be a little K or a little M or whatever. Look at those graphics now. They cover 3/4 of the floor, and that's what graphics do. And you can do that on walls and windows and stair steps and floors, and it's just such a versatile business, and all of this has happened because of products that now adhere to the wall and that are bright colors and very charming and put the best foot forward, like schools in the Des Moines area. They're all really competing against each other for students to come, and if their students have, if you have a school that has bright wall graphics and another one that has nothing and it's looked the same forever, that's a whole different look. And so it's called branding. It's what people need to do to stay current.
And the opportunity for a graphic image to depict who and what you are can say so much more in so little time, because we have the attention span of a goldfish. You know, it's kind of important that those things stand out. Now, you told me a story off mic, and I want you to get into this a little bit, because I think this is brilliant. You've been working with the Muscatine schools, would that
yes.
be correct?
Yes.
And what did they do? Because I think in this time when schools are looking for ways to save dollars and not expend lots of resources over a broad number of schools, they did something that was kind of unique. What did they do?
They did. Well, there are 8 elementary schools in Muscatine, and they're all named different names, McKinley and Mulberry and Grant and Jefferson. And so they all had their own school colors, and they all had different mascots. It might be the Bears or the Rams or whatever. So the district decided that they were going to rebrand all of their elementary schools, and they were all going to have a common look, and they were all going to be the Muscatine Muskies, and their color schemes were going to be purple and gold, which is the high school is, and they were going to allow each school to have a package of 10 graphics within their school, plus put Home of the Muskies in big aluminum letters on the outside of the building. So we have been working for about 4 months with the Muscatine School District to rebrand these schools. And the packages include 5 quotes, and it might be from Mark Twain, it might be from Walt Disney, it might be from Mia Hamm, famous people. And they're all positive things, and as students walk down the hall, they see these quotes, and some of them are in block letters, and some of them are in purple script, some of them over the bulkhead, some of them on stair steps. But as students walk, when they come back to school on August 23rd, they're going to have a whole new paint scheme. It's all the paint is going to be purple and gold and white. All these graphic packages with big M's on the walls and the floors. The wall mats in their gymnasiums are going to be purple and gold with the Home of the Muskies. And it's just a fresh start, a rebrand for these 8 elementary schools, and I think parents and students and teachers and faculty, the ones that have seen them have just gone, whoa, this is an amazing way, with not that much money, to make a huge visual impact on a school that's been there for a long time.
And not only that, Jack, but this also allows, if you can visualize this, ladies and gentlemen, it also polishes the brand of the middle school, the high school, and goes right on through the educational system. So there is a sense of community pride enveloped in all of the schools.
I think that's very true. And one of their theories was that if you were the McKinley Bears and you had green and red as your colors, now as a first grader or a second grader, you're looking, I'm a Muscatine Muskie, and I'm purple and gold, and it just carries all the way through.
And how important is that to parents who are buying uniforms?
That's right. That's right. So it's
It's a great story.
It is. It's a great story, and we'd love to do that with all schools. One of the things that we're doing with Nevada is they have four stair steps that go up to the balconies in their gymnasium. And they've always, for as long as the school's been there, have never put any stair step graphics on that. But because we did these stair step graphics for Stillwell and Ankeny High School and Ankeny Centennial, and they saw some pictures, they thought, man, that's fantastic. So we're doing the Nevada Cubs in purple and gold with a big cub paw, and then positive words like excellence and discipline and all of these things on these stair steps. So as you look at these 18 steps from a distance, here's a whole brand for them. And then they're doing a 100-foot by 16-foot high graphic called the Cub Club in their weight room. And it's all about motivating their kids to want to go to that weight room, to be inspired, to do things that they've never done before. What would be better than looking at this awesome graphic on the wall as opposed to cinder block?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a whole different thing. And the kids that have those things are inspired. And the kids that are playing against them to go to schools like Waukee and Dowling and Valley that have done this, it's an intimidation factor because they've got school spirit.
Jack Leisure, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about LRI graphics. You know, this is an interesting topic because what we've seen is how business has bled over into the world of education, because businesses out there are very particular about their brand and their colors and how they look, and even small businesses can get into these large print graphics as well. But that allows people to easily identify who and what you are, and it does polish your brand. I mean, how much better is that than having a stencil on the back of a truck that, with your phone number?
Right. Well, one of the cool projects that we've gotten is Casey's General Store have all of these trucks, and they've just had Casey's General Store on the side of them with a white truck. Well, they decided that using large format graphics, and what's the thing that they're known for? Well, on one side of the whole semi is a taco pizza that is dripping with cheese, and on the other side is a box of donuts. So
what are you best known for? And then go ahead and blow it up.
Yes,
yeah.
Blow it up, and then it's a traveling commercial. It's a traveling brand for Casey's. And, you know, Hy-Vee does it, and Fairway does it, and all of these trucks. Just notice semis. I mean, more and more this is happening all over the world. And I think it's because it's just like anything. It's a trend that started out, and it's
real.
It's real, yes.
Final question for you, Jack. What about affordability? I mean, everybody's going to ask that question.
Yes.
And these are all things that are being produced here and that you guys are rolling through the measurements and making sure everything works. Does that get scary?
No. Honestly, it doesn't. Compared to other things that they're doing marketing-wise and advertising-wise, I have worked with budgets as low as $500 up to about $75,000. You can spend wherever you want to do. And the cool thing about a graphics package is that you don't have to do it all at once. I mean, you could start out with one or two or three graphics in on a wall or on a floor or window perfs or whatever. And it isn't like you have to do everything at one time. You can grow, and as you see these things and you like them, you can add to them. And it's not like an all or nothing type of thing. So it's a really it's a fun thing to sell. It's a fun thing to put up, and the visual results have been fantastic. We did a thing for Lennox Industries before the tornado. I lived in Marshalltown for 30 years. And I worked with a fellow back when I was in Marshalltown named Terry Fredrickson. And they've never done anything like this, but they wanted to take three prints from old Lennox, So one of them is Dave Lennox, the guy that invented the furnace, and he's in his workshop in his backyard. The other one is the first factory that was started in 1895 in Marshalltown, and the other was a group of the first factory people that worked for them. So we did those in sepia with prints, and then put them in acrylic and mounted them on the wall. And it was the title was "It All Started in Marshalltown in 1895," and we got it up, and we got it up like the Wednesday before the tornado, and the tornado blew it away along with other things in Lennox. But there's application for this in industry, in retail, for in trucking, for schools. I mean, there's huge application for this, and it's just a fun thing to be a part of. It's a great transition for me.
And something you're doing statewide.
We're doing it statewide, yes.
Good stuff. Jack Leisure, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about LRI Graphics. Thank you so much, Jack. Great to catch up with you again, my friend.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always fun to talk to you.
Once again, that was Jack Leisure from LRI Graphics. Great to be able to catch up with Jack. You may remember him, of course, from the Iowa Hall of Pride. All right, that wraps it up for this edition of the Business News Hour. Our new producer is Chap Ramsey. Thank you very much, Chap. We appreciate that. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. Music that you're listening to right now is arranged, conducted, and produced by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.